This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, with America's favorite capitalist evangelist and conservative rock star. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, in-your-face anti-tax warrior, American made, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allyn Root, another big show. There is progress being made, I promise you. Actually, we've got the phone lines installed, and we're hoping to have everything ready for tomorrow. The phone lines are in, but they were put in just seconds before my show began, and we just can't use them on the air without testing them. So today's going to be the last day, I hope, ever, that I do this show without taking your calls. Not because I can't do it. I love doing it, and I think I'm pretty good at it, but I don't enjoy doing it. I like taking your calls and even having an occasional guest. We had a guest lined up who's running for United States Senate in Michigan, and a fantastic guy, and we have to postpone him to tomorrow because we just don't know yet. They just managed to finish the phone line seconds before my show began, so we just didn't know if we could take the calls or not, and so we'll stall him till tomorrow, and we'll rearrange him tomorrow. We'll take your calls tomorrow. We do have the phone lines all installed. That's a fact. We just don't know if they work yet. We haven't tested them, and you're not going to do that on the air. So no calls tonight, just me talking to you, and I hope you enjoy that. You talking to me? I'm talking to you. Another great day in Trump land. That's why I look to be in a great mood, because Trump is just kicking butt and taking numbers, as they say. And he is just a great president. He's the greatest president of my lifetime. Yeah, I had a bad day with him when he signed an omnibus bill about 2 weeks ago. That was a tough day, and it was a big mistake, I think, still to this day. He shouldn't have done it, but they threw it on his desk with like an hour to go, and he had a choice of shutting down the government for the weekend, and he made his choice, and I think it was a bad one. He should have vetoed it, and he should have brought him to the table, but in the end, Donald Trump's a great president. He does the right thing every time. I bragged a couple days ago that Trump's approval rating at Rasmussen, which is the only poll that matters, they call the election exactly right. They know exactly what they're doing. They're the most accurate poll in America. And they said he was dead even with Hillary, and they were right. All the others said Hillary was running away with the election. Rasmussen said he was up to 50% approval, and he was leading 50 to 49. 50 approval, 49 against, which is really good. You win elections with those numbers. And so I thought that was great news. Glory, hallelujah, happy days are here again. Well, today in Rasmussen, he went to 51%. It's 51-48 now. And not only that, but Trump was 4 points ahead of Obama at the same time of his presidency. Now he's 5 points ahead of Obama at the same time of his presidency. Great news, President Trump. We love you, and obviously the people love you, and things are doing well. ADP reports rip-roaring 241,000 jobs added in March. Late cycle or not, the U.S. jobs market, according to ADP, is firing at all cylinders for the fourth month in a row. Employment rose over 200,000 in the month of March. The exact number, 241,000, expected 210,000. So not only was it a big month, bigger than 200,000, fourth month in a row of 200,000, but it beat expectations substantially, 210 versus 240. Mark Zandi, chief economist of Moody's, said the jobs market is rip-roaring. That's his quote. Monthly job growth remains firmly over 200,000, double the pace of labor force growth. The tight labor market continues to tighten. More good news. Manufacturing jobs, strongest jobs increase for manufacturing industry in 3 years. More good news. Stock market today, good news. Anti-Trump narrative fails as stocks shrug off trade war talk. Maybe they were listening to my buddy Kip Herridge. Kip Herridge is an economist and economic guru and stock market guru. He's got a stock newsletter called VRA Insider. You can go to VRAinsider.com and check out his newsletter. He is the greatest. And his predictions never let me down. The guy's amazing. And he said today on Twitter, and I repeated his tweet all over the country, he said China will be destroyed by the United States in a trade war. And they know that. And so they can't let themselves get in a trade war. So they're going to back down. And Trump knows that, and they know that. And so Trump is brilliant. He's the only president who gets it. And so that put me in a great mood today. Maybe that put the stock market in a great mood today, because Kip Herridge is always right on the money, and all the bright guys on Wall Street know that. And so Kip pointed out that in the 1980s, who was going to kick our butt? Japan was going to destroy us. They were wiping us out. They were coming to America, and they were buying Rockefeller Plaza and all the big buildings and all the big golf courses, a Pebble Beach golf course, and they paid $1 billion for this and $1 billion for that. And the Japanese were beating us badly. We were never going to recover. And guess what happened? Japan put themselves in such debt trouble, they have 3 times the debt of the United States, almost 3-to-1 ratio. We're at 100% debt to GDP ratio. They're at just under 300% debt to GDP. They've ruined their country. They've ruined their stock market. They've ruined their real estate market. And the Japanese people live in just pain, economic pain, for 20 years in a row. And so the United States just destroyed them, ran them into the ground. Well, that's what Kip Herridge says we will do to China. If China dares go up against us with a trade war, why? Because China has all kinds of problems the average American doesn't know about. Their debt-to-GDP ratio is exact same ratio as Japan. It's almost 3-to-1. Ours is 1-to-1. It's 100%. Theirs is almost 300%. So they have debt 3 times higher than ours. They're in major financial trouble. We're in major financial trouble, by the way, with 100% debt-to-GDP ratio. But 300%? My knowledge is no country in the history of the world has ever had passed the level of 100% debt to GDP ratio and recovered. They've all been destroyed. Every great empire has been destroyed by a debt to GDP ratio of 100 or higher. The minute you pass 100, you're done. We're at 105%, so the odds are pretty good. We don't make it eventually. Well, they're at 300%. China's finished. Japan's at 300%. They're finished. Europe is much higher than ours. They're finished. And so a lot of countries are in a lot of trouble, but guess what? We're in 3 times less trouble, and it'll happen 3 times faster for China and Japan than us. They're in severe trouble. We're in mild trouble right now, and we could still get out of it possibly, but they can't. There's no way to come back from 300% GDP ratio, 3-to-1. You just can't do it. And so Kip was brilliant enough to point that out, number one. They're a shaky economy, China is, all built on a house of cards. They're not a tiger. They're a paper tiger. And then number two, there's another issue. The Chinese stock market is all fraud. Kip pointed out that they have massive accounting problems, no credibility. Everybody's built their companies on the basis of fraud. They make up numbers, unlike America, where we have this powerful SEC that holds you in check. And if you do something wrong, you go to jail for 20 years. God forbid anybody's a public company CEO or CFO or COO, and you sign something and it's incorrect. If it's off by a slight digit, they'll send you to jail for 20 years. But in China, it's the opposite extreme. That may be too extreme. But in China, it's the opposite extreme. There's no law. It's the Wild West. They do whatever they want to do. They make up numbers. You know, I did $1 billion last year. I have a $1 billion company. What did you really do? 100 million. They just make up numbers. So they're an economy based on total fraud and accounting, no credibility, zero accountability. And they're a country based on 3-to-1 debt to GDP ratio, 3 times higher than America's. And we are bad. Don't get me wrong. We are very bad. We're in serious trouble, but they're in 3 times more trouble, and they will collapse 3 times faster. So they can't afford a trade war with us. It's not that we can't afford one with them. And so Donald Trump's the only guy smart enough to understand that. He is a wise, wise owl, Donald Trump. And so he is putting the pedal to the metal and putting China in a vise. You ever watch one of those mafia movies where they put a guy's head in a vise and his eyeballs popped out? I've watched a movie like that. I think it was Goodfellas. His eyeballs popped out. That's what we're doing to China. They're in a vise right now, and we're popping their eyeballs out. It's kind of a disgusting analogy, but it's true. And so, you know, things are going well under Trump. Our economy's flying. And this is the time to pressure China to give us a fair deal and to give our businesses a fair deal. And I say bravo, Donald Trump. How good are our times? Hawaii. Let's take the state of Hawaii, the most deep blue state in America. It's right up there with New York, California, Rhode Island, Illinois. Deep, deep Democrat blue. Everybody there is a dyed-the-wood Democrat. The whole Hawaii hates Trump. And Hawaii has an unemployment rate of 2.1%. Trump has been so good for Hawaii. You know what 2.1% unemployment is? That means everyone in your whole state's employed. There is no unemployment. 2.1 is, I think 4 is considered, once you pass 4, it's full unemployment. It's full employment. So it's everyone has a job and then some. There are no, when there's an opening, there's nobody waiting for the job. The biggest problem in Hawaii is that employers are frustrated by the inability to find workers, and unfulfilled jobs are slowing the state's economic growth. That's Hawaii's biggest problem. Many employers are responding to the worker shortage by offering higher pay. And so low unemployment causes problems in its own wake. You know, there's just nobody to do the jobs because everyone has a job and no one's looking for a job. So great job, President Trump. That's a problem I'd like to have most of the time, right? The best news of the day. That was all good news, but here's the great news in Trump land. Trump signs a proclamation sending the National Guard to the Mexican border immediately. Now, some guys talk about things like this. Some guys threaten things like this. And Donald Trump gets the job done. He signed the proclamation, and the National Guard is heading there now. Thank you, President Trump. Standing ovation. The American people are standing and clapping and raising our fists, and we are happy and we're screaming, we're number one, we're number one. Some of us are using the other digit of our finger, the middle finger, and giving that to Mexico. But I think the most important thing is we all feel good to be an American again, just like when Reagan was president. Jimmy Carter made us believe that America was done. Finished. I hear the music, so I know we're going out in the segment. Jimmy Carter made us believe we were finished and our best days were behind us, and Obama made us believe the exact same thing. This is what Democrats love misery and inferiority, and they love to convince you that America sucks and we're finished and our best days are behind us, and then a Trump comes along or a Reagan comes along and convinces us we are that good. Wait till I tell you all the other good news of the day in Trump land. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War not.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-927-6691. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, third hour of USA Radio, and, of course, our Power Hour on Newsmax TV. Love to be on Newsmax TV, reaching 50 million homes, including Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216, Dish TV. Got a couple of letters I want to read from fans of the show. This one is from a guy named Reno. He says, "The greatest show on earth is the only way to describe your brand of hard-hitting, concise, common-sense representation to your viewers who are fiercely loyal to you and the positions you espouse. After watching and listening to virtually every conservative radio and television program available, the War Show is the closest thing to the in-your-face attitude most fed up, sick of leftist lies civil libertarians really feel like. You alone say what 99% of us would like to in a coherent, intelligent, and professional manner. Your excellent work must continue and become more widespread. To this end, Newsmax gets a barrage of communication from me lobbying for your very necessary second hour. We must overcome ignorance and bias." Reno. And by the way, that email where all of you can contact Newsmax is war@newsmaxtv.com. No calls today. Hopefully for the last day ever, we've got all the phone lines installed. Everything that we had at the old USA headquarters in Phoenix is now at the new headquarters in Dallas. But nobody can turn them on yet because they just got on literally the moment my radio show started. The phone company said they're on, but nobody's been able to test them. We don't want to test them on the air. We'll just worry about all that tomorrow. So all the phone lines are there, and things should be back to normal tomorrow. But if you want to contact Newsmax, let them know. This has been a good test case, though, for why I'd love to have an expanded two-hour show on Newsmax, because 1 hour, I do enjoy talking and talking to guests and talking to you. And then 1 hour, I just would love to do nothing but take calls with all of you. And so this is kind of a good example of what it would be like in the first hour, me talking to you, and then the second hour is you talking to me. And we'd like to do that. I'd like to do that. I hope you'd like to do that. Contact Newsmax, war@newsmax.com. war@newsmax.com. And you contact me, like the letter I just read to you, wayneroot@gmail.com. Here's one more letter I want to read you because it's about one of the sponsors of this show, and I think that's really nice to hear from people who actually partook of our offer and love it. Dear Wayne, just wanted to say thank you for the referral to Sam Landis, the tax lawyer on your show. I have some lingering tax issues related to an old divorce. My current wife was using another company she found through her own research. She saw their ads on TV. They wanted an upfront fee, and I agreed because I heard some of their advertising, and it sounded good. That's until yesterday when they scared the crap out of her and wanted a $20,000 retainer. I told her to call Sam Landis because I saw him on your show, and I trusted him because I saw him on your show. She did that today, not expecting to speak directly with Sam himself, but that's exactly what happened. Sam himself got on the phone, calmed her fears, broke down the high-pressure sales pitch she had been through, and then gave us a much more reasonable fee, which I told her to pay gladly. Even without knowing the resolution, because we just signed up today, I feel 1,000 times better just based upon his conversation. Sam Landis is awesome, and so are you. Thanks for the referral, and I'll update you once we get a resolution. Ron. And so I want to thank you, Sam Landis, for taking such good care of the viewers of Newsmax TV and the listeners of USA Radio. And, of course, Sam is 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Tax day is just a couple of days away here, April 15th. And so Sam Landis, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. One more letter here is I saw you at the conference last week, and that was the Western Conservative Conference in Phoenix. I enjoyed your keynote speech a lot. I was wondering if there's a link to it on YouTube or your website. I've met you several times. I never miss your TV show on Newsmax. Keep up the good fight, and God bless President Trump, and God bless the United States of America. Make America great again, Robert. And so my answer to you is I will have that speech in the next few days, certainly by early next week, and we'll let all of you know where you can find it, because it's one of my proudest speeches I've ever given. I'm honored that I was able to give such a wonderful speech in front of such a wonderful group, Western Conservative Conference, and people told me it's the greatest conservative speech they'd ever heard in their lives. Crowd went wild, got a sustained standing ovation at the end, very unusual, and then spent about another hour at least, maybe 90 minutes when the event was over, just saying hi to everyone, taking photos with everyone, and giving them a chance to tell me how much they enjoyed my speech. It was a wonderful hour and a half. And then Francine sends the following email. I pray for you. You are the greatest. You should work in the White House. Francine, thank you. I appreciate it. I don't want to work in the White House. My best place helping President Trump is right here on Newsmax TV and on USA Radio, where I can reach millions instead of just working in the White House and helping one guy, President Trump. I can give him more help right here. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War.
USA Radio News.
The world's two biggest economies in the United States and China are standing at the edge of what could be a trade war coming up in the near future. The financial markets have been going up and down the last few days, but Larry Kudlow, the National Economic Council director, says if there's anyone to blame for this, it's not President Trump, it's China.
I think there's going to be intense negotiations on both sides, but look, when you look at this whole picture, blame China. Don't blame President Trump. Trump's the solution.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump said he wanted to start bringing home troops from Syria. But what would be the timetable and what would be the goal for us to start bringing home troops? Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked that very question during the White House press briefing.
He is measuring it in actually winning the battle, not just putting some random number out there, but making sure that we actually win, which we've been doing. We're going to continue doing that.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
As I think all of you know by now, I've got a lot of energy. A half sitting there as the product, as the main person for a pilot, I guess you'd call it a TV pilot, it's called a sizzle reel is the real name, for the Vegas massacre that occurred on October 1st. This morning, I sat for an hour and a half and talked about my theories on the Vegas massacre, and 90 minutes is a long time to talk, just me for 90 minutes. And even I was exhausted, and I didn't know if I could hang on and do a three-hour radio and TV show today, and I'm pretty exhausted right now. My eyes are ready to close. But see, you guys give me the strength to keep going. Here's another letter that came, another email that came just in the break. Right now, I went to look at my emails in the four-minute break, and sure enough, here's one from Don Lewis from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank God we have you giving a good positive spin on Trump and his actions, Wayne. I'm sick of all the other media comments, including Fox News, giving the negative vibes. It is amazing the amount of work and action Trump does. He has all the politicians worn out and all the foreign country leaders worn out. He keeps them guessing. Our politicians, all they do is talk and little action. Keep us pumped up with Trump! Exclamation point. Go Trump! Love the show. Don't buckle to all these others. You lay out the details in such professionalism. We want more. Don from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Don Lewis. Thank you, Don. Really appreciate the kind comments. That's what gives me the energy to do this show every day. So let me continue with the great things with Trump today, because there were so many great things in Trump land today. The news is fabulous. Trump signed a proclamation sending the National Guard to the Mexico border immediately. Now, yesterday he said he was going to do it, and today he did it. There's no one else who acts like that. Just because you say something out loud, and liberals love to say that Trump talks, but he doesn't produce, really. So yesterday he said, I'm going to send the military to the border, and today he sent the military to the border. He signed the proclamation. In a statement at the White House, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says President Trump will sign a proclamation deploying the National Guard to the Mexican border, and then President Trump signed the proclamation Wednesday night to send the National Guard to the southern border immediately in response to what the administration described as an unacceptable flow of drugs, criminal activity, and illegal immigrants. The deployment will begin immediately. Despite a number of steps this administration has taken, we continue to see unacceptable levels of illegal drugs, dangerous gang activity, transnational criminal organizations, and illegal immigration flow across our border. And so Trump is doing something about it. For once, someone's doing something about it. And then here's the other great news today. Even though he said he was sending troops to the border in response to this caravan of illegals coming up from Central America, mostly Honduras, and he sent the troops just to block them, he spent so much time, as I told you in my commentary yesterday, convincing Mexico that if they don't stop them, because they have better laws about immigration than we do, can you imagine? If they don't stop them, he's going to see that as basically an act of war. He's going to kill NAFTA, and he's going to kill all the foreign aid, all the military aid to Mexico. And I think the one thing he left out, as one of my wonderful fans told me to say today, is that Trump should make a proclamation and advise the American people to stop going on vacation in Mexico. Stop giving them American dollars. Stop going to Cancun. Stop going to all these Mexican resorts. It's done. Enough. And if only half of them listen, you could bring the economy to its knees, the Mexican economy to its knees. So great job, President Trump. But you should throw that into your repertoire. Threaten Mexico that we could end tourism dollars tomorrow. But in the meantime, all of this was in response to this caravan. And the migrant caravan stalls out in Mexico, and the organizers admit defeat. And get this, not only did they admit defeat and it stalled out because of Trump's words, and Trump forced Mexico to act, but here's the real irony. I talked about this earlier in my radio show today. Mexico deports 400 caravan marchers for entering their country illegally. So here in America, liberals won't allow you to deport anyone. They don't even want you to deport criminals. And by the way, everyone who comes to your country illegally is a criminal. But I'm saying serious criminals, felons. And Mexico would say you're a racist if you're President Trump or you're Wayne Root and you want to deport Mexicans in America illegally and you want to send them back to Mexico, you must be a racist. You don't like them because their skin is brown. And meanwhile, Mexico got so scared at Donald Trump's intimidation, I guess is the best way to put it, his threats and intimidation, to pull the plug on NAFTA and pull the plug on foreign aid, that the Mexican government acted and they deported 400 caravan marchers immediately. How come we can't do that in America? Because liberals stand in the way. Because Obama stands in the way. Because Hillary stands in the way. Because, all the liberals out there, John Kerry stands in the way. And Bernie Sanders stands in the way. And Elizabeth Warren stands in the way. And if this was 30 years ago, Jimmy Carter would be standing in the way. It's racist to kick someone out of your country who came in illegally, according to them. But it's racist towards, I guess, brown-skinned people like Mexicans. But yet Mexico's willing to kick Central Americans out of their country instantly. They have Trump's right. They have much better immigration laws than we do, much stronger. We're a bunch of fools. We really are. We as a country are so dumb. It's hard to say this because we're the greatest country in world history. But we've been screwed over and made dumb. We've been dumbed down by liberals. And we think it's racist to tell someone to get out of my country because you're here illegally. No one asked you to come in. You broke in. Well, how come Mexico can do it and we can't? Same reason we don't have voter ID. Mexico has voter ID with government-issued photos and thumbprints. You can't vote in the election unless they guarantee it's you. But in America, it's racist to want voter ID. It must mean I don't want blacks to vote. It must mean I want Mexicans to vote. No, I hope blacks vote in record numbers for the Republican candidate. I hope they see the light. I hope Mexican Americans vote in record numbers for the Republican candidate. I hope they see the light. I mean, this is crazy. How come Mexico can deport 400 caravan marchers on the same day they make the decision, and America we can't? It's amazing. Now, let's compare that. If that isn't bad enough, if that doesn't make you sick to your stomach enough, and you don't get this on Fox News, right? Have you ever heard this? I mean, some of you like Tucker Carlson. He's a good guy. Some of you like Sean Hannity. He's a good guy. Some of you like Laura Ingraham, a friend of mine. She's a good gal. But do you ever get this on Fox News? They won't allow them to talk about these things. Here's a flashback. Obama flew illegal aliens to the U.S. from Central America. We paid the bill, and we offered them air conditioning, cable TV, and Zumba classes. Oh, and don't forget big screen TVs. I mean, is this the most incredible thing you've ever heard? This didn't make it in the mainstream media, and it didn't even make it to Fox News. They'd be afraid of being called racist for just telling the truth and stating facts. I'm afraid of nothing and no one. So this was a joint program between the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security called, I mean, this is how real it is, we know the name, the In-Country Refugee and Parole Program. It was all about reuniting children from Central America with their parents, or just one parent now living in the United States. The U.S. government confirmed with reporters U.S. taxpayer dollars were used under Obama to fly illegal aliens into the United States. You got to hear all this. The State Department told reporters families are given a $1,900 loan to purchase a plane ticket, and then they're flown here. $1,900? Why aren't they using Southwest? Why aren't they doing it a year in advance and getting a cheap ticket? No, you know, when it's up to liberals and it's other people's money, no cost matters. And then Obama put them up in resorts gave them air conditioning, cable TV, and offered them Zumba classes. The Obama Health and Human Services Department paid Baptist Children and Family Services, BCFS, $182 million to provide basic shelter care to 2,400 unaccompanied alien children for 4 months in 2014. For 4 months, we spent $182 million of your money so they could live in the lap of luxury and have cable TV and Zumba classes. The funds covered also free laptops. My kids don't get free laptops. Big screen TVs. Do you ever get a free big screen TV? $75 a day for food and multicultural crayons. That's the funniest part of this. Multicultural crayons. I kid you not. Folks, I don't know how to break this to liberals, but I have four kids, and some of them are still pretty young. And I've never had a crayon set that was all white. I've never got out to the store and said, you know, I'm a Republican. I want an all-white crayon set. The crayons I give my kids have white and black and brown and tan and red and orange. Every color known to man, every color on a man or woman. So what is a multicultural crayon? Are you going out of your way to say the crayons should be black and white and orange and tan? They always are. Crayons are always multicolored. I'm not sure what a multicultural crayon is. But I know that's sick. I know that's sick. And I know the Obama administration awarded a $50 million contract to a charitable group, to buy a Texas resort hotel and transform it into a 600-bed facility for juvenile illegal aliens. The beautiful Palmyre Resort and Hotel has an indoor Olympic-sized pool and an outdoor pool, free Wi-Fi and cable TV. And no wonder these latest illegals are demanding President Trump open the border and roll out the red carpet for him, because this is what Obama did to our country, and this is what he did with your money. Now, liberals will often argue, by the way, that, you know, we don't need any military on the border. We don't need a wall on the border. We don't even need border patrol on the border, because nothing bad is going on at the border. Really? Wouldn't you think you might ask the people that know? Who would know? The Border Patrol. The National Border Patrol Council president was on TV today and said, I agree 100% with Donald Trump. We need to send troops to the border. This is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He represents all the thousands of Border Patrol agents. They're 100% with Donald Trump, and so am I, and so are you. We'll be right back. War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, my website, Root4America.com. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-927-6691. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, isn't it interesting to note that California has the strictest gun control in the nation, and yet they had the shooting at YouTube yesterday, and the response of Nancy Pelosi and several Hollywood stars was, it's the NRA, they're terrorists, they're murderers, we need gun control, it's the fault of conservatives, it's Trump's fault, it's Wayne Root's fault. You have the strictest gun control in the nation, and you ban assault weapons, and yet you had a mass shooting, which just proves gun control doesn't work. And it proves criminals can always get guns and bad people will always get guns. And the good people are trapped defenseless. And they're shot down like fish in a barrel. It's insanity. Democrats want us all to be as defenseless as the people were at YouTube yesterday. None of them was carrying a gun to defend themselves. They could have shot her dead. That would have ended it on the spot. Luckily, she was completely incompetent, the woman who did the shooting. You know, completely incompetent, had no idea what she was doing. If she had been some sort of, masked assassin from ISIS, who was trained, she would have murdered the entire YouTube. There might have been hundreds of people dead. Because none of them have a gun. Nobody could ever fire back in California. You're guaranteed they're defenseless, shooting fish in a barrel. So their response is, gun control failed miserably, let's spread it all over the country, because we're liberal and we always know better. Can you imagine that logic? It's bizarre. I mean, I get where they're coming from. See, that's the difference. I always understand where liberals are coming from. Number one, I was born and raised in New York, where everybody's liberal. Number two, I'm Jewish. Every one of my, you know, all my relatives are liberal, and most of my Jewish friends are liberal. Number three, I went to Columbia University, the most liberal college in America, the East Coast version of Berkeley. And so the most intellectual liberal crowd you've ever been around, where everyone brags about being a communist and a Marxist. Oh, believe me, I understand the minds of liberals. Number four, I lived in Los Angeles for many years and then moved to Malibu, California, where all the actors and actresses lived. I was surrounded by nothing but Hollywood actors and actresses, hypocrite liberals who talked about racism all day, but they lived in an all-white town called Malibu. You know, the only black person walking through Malibu was Quincy Jones. That's who would walk. If you saw a black person at the store in Malibu, it was Quincy Jones. It was a billionaire. He was richer than you. So they didn't mind that. But other than that, they never saw a black person unless they were coming to install equipment at their house. You know, liberals are unbelievable. Why are you running to all white towns where only rich people can live in mansions and there are no black people and no Spanish people if you are so open-minded and you love diversity? Where's the diversity in Malibu, California? There is none. So just liberal hypocrites. I understand the mind of a liberal like no one you've ever met. And I understand they are really scared of guns. And someone like David Hogg, as an example, really went through a traumatic experience in his high school. I get that. And people he knew were killed. I get that. It was a horrible day. I get that. And somehow they all draw the conclusion that the only response to that is, let's take guns away from everyone. No, the response is, let's take gun-free zones away from every school because you're sitting ducks and invites people in to kill you. The response is, the police screwed up. 39 visits to his house, they did nothing. The response is, the FBI screwed up. Phone calls to the FBI on multiple occasions saying this guy's a madman. The FBI did nothing. So the response is the police were waiting outside, wouldn't go in. They were too cowardly to go in. One cop was asleep in his car while the shooting was going on right outside the school. The other cop stood there and refused to go in and said, oh, the shooting was in a different building, not near me. Liars. And so that's what you should be mad at, David Hogg. I understand totally where you're coming from, but you know the initial reaction sounds smart. Let's ban guns. Let's get rid of guns. I don't want to go to school or my sister go to school and we die. I get that. I really do. And I feel for you. But you've got the wrong response because the gun control doesn't stop criminals or bad people in general with bad intentions. It only stops the good guys. And by the way, the other lesson of Parkland was never rely on the police or government to protect you or save you because they're always there in 5 minutes when you need them in two. You're alone, man. It's up to you. You got to defend yourself. And so, you know, there's lots of things you can do short of guns. I get that. There's a new company out there just became a sponsor of my radio show called Bullet Blocker. And they provide bulletproof with police armor, bulletproof backpacks, inserts for your kid's notebook, bulletproof clothing for your little kids, and all kinds of bulletproof products, like 100 of them. It's amazing. And so I would do that for my kids. That's a good idea. And I think there should be armed guards, and I think there should be only one way in and one way out of schools. I think we should use drones. Drone technology would be fantastic to protect schools. Liberals would right away go, oh, Wainwright's terrible. He wants to use missiles and a drone to kill people. No! I never said that. The drone should be armed with cameras so they can report to the police immediately and get the cops there fast, and then they could report to the police exactly where the shooter is, and then the drone should be just like the Israeli drones that when Israel had that problem on their border last Friday on the eve of Passover, their drones dropped tear gas on the crowds and dispersed them. And I said that weeks ago, we need drones armed with tear gas. Drop it on the bad guy, and the next thing you know, he's coughing and running out of the building, and the police are waiting for him because the drone informed the police 5 minutes ago there was a problem. That's the way to solve these problems. It's not just about guns. So I'd implore David Hogg to look at other solutions than disarming everybody. But I understand why you're upset. I really do. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We're going out for the night. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless all of you. Have a safe night for you and your family. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow, hopefully with calls. God bless.
tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.